The ruins of the jungle whisper that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Sletsk Tarincha. Since he was a hatchling, Sletsk has always been fascinated by the ruins that can be found everywhere in Ulaya. He grew up in a semi-nomadic tribe of Therapsid Saurians, who made their living hunting and gathering in the jungle foothills of the Kajini Highlands. His was a happy childhood. Above all else, he loved the stories the elders told about the old times. Hungry for knowledge, he longed to know not just what was, but why it was, and how it came to be. He became an accomplished hunter and reached manhood at the age of 9, 2 years younger than was normal for his people. At that time, he was allowed to join the hunting parties. But more than hunting with his fellows, he loved to go out alone. Stalking through the ruins of his home territory, Sletsk spent as much time sifting through the relics and artifacts he found there as he did bringing down prey. The more he searched and thought, the more he learned. It became clear to him that the picture of the world he was making amongst the ruins was very different to the one the elders described. They said the ruins had been made by their ancestors thousands of years ago. But Sletsk could find no evidence of Saurians there. It was always humans which were depicted in the images and the little crumbling figurines. Sletsk became increasingly restless in the simple nomadic life he had been born into. He wanted to see the world and find answers to his many questions. It was in the summer of his 14th year that he finally gave in to the pressure and agreed to marry. From the moment he made the decision, he knew it was the wrong one. More than ever, he wanted to run and make his own way in the wider world. Try as he might to suppress these desires, Sletsk finally ran away the night before his wedding, and he has never been home since. At first, he wandered alone, marveling in the differences and similarities between the ruins of his home territories and those of other places. He found his way to Kajin Kai, the fabled mountaintop city of the Barangi. There he learned that there was a wealth of knowledge and experience his people knew nothing about. It was there he first learned that scholars would pay handsomely for artifacts which would teach them things about the past world, the world of the builders. It wasn't until years later that he finally met Nix Schleiman and joined her crew as her second. Sletsk now acts as a scout and guide, using his hunting instincts to sense danger and navigate the wilds. He is also, in many ways, the perfect foil to Nix's recklessness. Advisor, even confidant, she listens to him alone and weighs his ideas with her own. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the Drowned Earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.